Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's switch up. Mike Tomlin spoke yesterday to the media in Orlando at the owners' meetings. First time I think we've heard from Tomlin since the his wrap-up after the Jacksonville loss. And had one thing that he really jumped out at me, talking about the celebrations in the end zone. He doesn't like them. He's quoted by Jerry Dulac as saying, it's not a good look for young people. Young people, meaning high school players, aren't allowed to celebrate in that way. Why should we? And he goes, I don't like it personally, but we've relaxed the rules in that area. It's for the entertainment of the fans, so I respect it on that level. But personally, I don't like it. It's just my own personal feelings. The young people can't do it. Kids can't do it in high school games. So why do we? He's got a team that probably celebrates more. You know, I haven't done a study on this. Who has the most original or plentiful end zone celebrations? But I think Juju Smith-Schuster and Le'Veon Bell are lead the league in instigating these things.
Yep.
And Tomlin doesn't like it. Now, again, he's in a tough spot here because the rules say you're allowed to celebrate like this. And his players clearly enjoy it. You would think maybe if they hear their coach talk about this, they might have a little more respect for him and tone it down. But I don't sense that's going to happen. And I think back to even before the rules allowed these celebrations. Remember how Antonio used to get 15-yard penalties for excessive celebrations? And I asked Tomlin point blank about it. I said, you know, why do you allow this to happen? And he goes, he's a grown man. He goes, he knows I don't like it. But what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to bench him? And this was now, it's even harder, I think, to eliminate it because the rules say it's okay. They're not penalizing their team by doing this, but I just find it interesting that the guy who coaches the team that probably celebrates the most says he doesn't like it.
Well, let's start by talking about the main point, which is he doesn't think it's a good look. Do you agree with that? He thinks it's a bad look, that it's setting a bad example.
He's talking about how high school kids aren't allowed to do it. Why should they?
Do you agree with that?
You know, I don't know if I look at it quite that way. I don't necessarily like it, but I get it now. That's the way the society is.
Well, why don't you like it?
It's a look at me world. I like the old-fashioned way. I like the Heath Miller way. I like the Larry Fitzgerald way. Score the touchdown, hand the ball to the official. That's just me, though. And I'm old and a dinosaur, and I freely admit that. Some people think it adds to the excitement and energy of the game.
I don't think that makes you old. I don't think that that's an antiquated thought. Because isn't Mike Tomlin one of the youngest coaches in the NFL?
I used to
still
be.
Is.
I think now he's been passed by some of these guys.
Well, like McVay in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
but he's still in his 40s. He's not Bill Belichick. You know, he's not a 100-year-old coach. So, you know, my biggest gripe with the Brown celebrations was that it hurt the team. That you were doing something selfishly that caused a penalty. Now, I'll just, you know, maybe I'm in the no fun league or in the no fun zone, but the celebrations really never did anything for me. Like, I didn't get any extra enjoyment out of the game because Juju Smith-Schuster brought a bike lock to Detroit with him. Or I didn't get any more enjoyment out of the game because they played a game of duck, duck, goose or hide and seek. No, I don't. Do you? I mean,
you know what? I laugh at first to see, you know, what are they going to come up with this time? I thought it was interesting that they managed to get the linemen involved in it. Ramon Foster, even DeCastro would get involved in it, which I found to be kind of funny, but I could do without it. I've also to the point where, you know what, they do it fine. They don't do it fine. If there's no penalty involved, if the league condones it, what am I going to do? I don't have to like it.
The team that won the Super Bowl did an electric slide on the field after they scored. So the Eagles, there's no correlation here between, you know, you're fully yourself and you celebrate and it comes back to bite you. But just for me, The main point that he's making, I agree with, that if we have deemed that team celebrations or like gloating or glorifying a score is wrong at the lower levels of football, why should we encourage it and promote it at football's highest level? Because I do think that whether we agree with it or not, these football players are role models for kids. They do look up to them. They do want to mimic and emulate what they do on the field, maybe not in their personal life, but they like to mimic and emulate them on the field.
I have strong feelings about athletes as role models.
But they mimic their actions on the field, Ron, and that's different than what they do in their personal lives. But
well, I would rather have them mimic an end zone celebration than some of the other boneheaded stuff these guys do, I'll tell you that.
My only thing with Tomlin, my criticism of him here is, why did it take so long for his true feelings on team celebrations to come out? They had a game in week two against Minnesota where, because they took so long celebrating, they couldn't go for a two-point conversion when they wanted it and got a delay a game penalty. So, you know, there was an example early in the year where they celebrated too much and it actually changed their strategy in terms of how many points they wanted to go for. If he really hated team celebrations, he probably could have put an end to it then if he wanted to. So if this is the coach's take...
I don't think he can put an end to it.
Why?
How does he put an end to it?
Respect for a coach?
Well,
you don't believe in that?
I do, but that's not necessarily... You can't mandate these guys not to do it when it's not against the rules.
Why not?
I don't think you can. It's not against the rules. These guys will... And Tomlin also has spoken out about how... This was... I remember talking to him about the whole Antonio thing where he said, it's an emotional game. I'm not going to take the emotion out of the game for these players.
Well, I don't know what...
He kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth.
I was just going to say, where was that quote yesterday?
I don't know. When he said he felt like he couldn't stop them from celebrating when it was against the rules... Now it's not against the rules.
Look, he knows that as a...
I agree with the respect for the coach.
He's on the rules committee. I think he believes that they make the standard and set the standard for not just the NFL, but all of football. So if he thinks that team celebrations are unnecessary and are frivolous and are stupid and worse yet, teach or promote the wrong things, then... Then he had an opportunity throughout the entire season to make this point, and for whatever reason, he didn't.
All right, we're going to take a break. You have a thought on the end zone celebrations and Tomlin's stance on it, please. We want to hear from you. 45 minutes from now, we're going to go down to the Peterson Event Center, up to the Peterson Event Center, over to the Peterson Event Center, to hear from Jeff Capel, his introductory press conference as the new Pitt basketball coach. We got a long way to go today. Thank you for being with us. We're Cooking Pony.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.